Aber al gabe cheres mutter. If you stand want to put, you have a cheres, Rashi says, shesikum. You have a kli cheres, an earthly kli that was hot, taken out of the oven. Here it's mutter, to put now like a b'samim on top of the very hot cheres, in order that the smoke should come up, it's mutter. The drashi, the kibulek, did not taken out any fire, because only a hot kli cheres is a hot piece of clay like. The yavoranami ayidei shinuhu. Ah, you're burning up the psamim. The teretz is though it's called havara yidei shinu. It's a different type of burning. Kalacha yad. Voleki yisur deraisa. There's no yisur deraisa here. It's not a real havara. There's no real fire here. You have a hot kli cheres. And on top of the hot kli cheres, you're putting some in now. So true, it makes smoke come up. It's not called a real havara. It's not the derech of burning it that way. So it's called havara kalachiyad zon yosim medrabonin. So since there's no ister diraisam, therefore it's mutter to do it on yomtov. Agav cheres is mutter. Tosfos learns not like that. Tosfos learns even though it's a real havara, you're really burning the spices, but it's mutter because we say mitoch shutra havara letzorech hutra namishlo letzorech. You're allowed to make a fire, you're allowed to cook to for Eichel Nefesh, so since you're allowed to burn things for cooking, you're allowed to burn things as long as there's a Tzorach Yomtov. So if you want to burn the spices, burning the spices is mutter. The only question would be al kibui, taking out the fire, that's no heter. So therefore, on top of coals, you're taking out the coals, that's awesome. But on top of a kli cheres, there's no fire, you're not taking out the fire, there would be mutter to put the spices on top of a hot kli cheres. For Rabbi Rama, Rabbi says, Rabbi Rama, agabi cheres nami yosa. No, even to put the spices on top of a hot kli cheres, a hot piece of china, still it's osur. Mishum the komalad rechem, because you're causing smell to come up. So Rashi says shenich nas becheres. You're causing the spices, the smell, to go into this piece of china, into the kli cheres. So hoya by reich, the china didn't smell before, and now you're making the kli smell. The osur mid rabbonin, this is osur. Shahamoyle dover chodish. Whenever you create something new, korovul yoisem malacha chadosha. It looks like you're making a new malacha. Therefore, mid rabbonin is osur to put smell into a kli. It's like you're creating something new. You're making a smelling kli. That's also to do on yomtov. Rab of Rab Yosef Yarmitavayu. They both say that schufe kisa ashiroi biyomitovu osur. Schufe kisim is also to take a cup of spice that smells good and put it on top of ashiroi, on top of a beged, on top of your jacket, on Yom Tov it's also. You're not allowed to put these spices on top of your jacket on Yom Tov. My time, what's the reason? Mishum the kamoilad reichel. Again, you're causing something new to get a smell to it. Your jacket, your clothing, do not have a smell to it yet. If you're putting this smell into the clothing on Yom Tov, it's called you creating something new on Yom Tov that midrabbanan not called part of it's also. So Rashi says, if you have this cup that has a lot of smelling inside, there's psalmim inside it, al ashiroim, you want to throw it on top of shiroim, on top of shomalbush, on top of the material for clothing, that you want the smell of the boysim, the spices, to go inside your clothing, that's also to do on yomtiv. You're creating now a new smell on the clothing and the material, and that's also to do on yomtiv. Why is this different than mi moiloloi umareich boy? You're allowed to have hadasim lemoshal, a leaf that smells well. You could rub it in your hands, and you make the smell come out. So you're creating smell. How come that's mutter to do on Yom Tov? The koit mirosh, you could cut it. If you have a piece of, let's say, the cinnamon, a stick of cinnamon that smells good, and you want to crack the stick in half, it's already detached from the ground. So there's no isek tira now. So you're allowed to just crack it in half. In order to smell, to make like new smell come out. So the core question, you're causing new smell to come out of these material. So why is this mutter? So Marian says, Poshid, Hosom Recha Miyuisa. Over here by the Hadassim Lamashol, there's the smell is in the Hadassim already. It smells already. When you rub it in your hand, you're just causing the smell that's inside to come outside. That's not called creating something new. You're just making come out what's there already. The Yisufa Yehudu Kamaisav Recha. You're only like adding more smell than there really is. There really is. That's all. That's not called creating something new. If you have good hadassim that smell good, and you want to rub it down on your hand to make it smell even better, that's not called creating something new. Or else, if you have this stick that smells, and you want to crack it in half to make it smell even better, that's just called you're taking the smell from inside outside, that's mutter. Or behoch, or here you're taking a piece of material that has no smell at all. Here it's considered you're creating new smell. If you put the cup of the summon on top of your material, when you make the material smell good, that's called you created a new smell in the material. And that looks like a melacha, that's also to do on Yom Tov. Rav says, Agabe gecheles nami muta. Rav holds no. You're allowed to put the peiris, the fruit, the first shiloh, you're allowed to put fruit on top of coals in order to make the, some of the smell of the spices go into the food. You're allowed to do it. Agabe gecheles nami muta. Midi heve abisro agumri. The same way you're allowed to roast meat on top of coals on Yom Tov. So the question was, you asked me before, the reason why you said you can't put the fruits on top of the coals is because you're putting out the fire. When you first put the fruit on top of the coal, it's called mechabi, you're taking out the fire a little bit. So that's also to do on Yom Tov. That's no heter tzorech echo nefesh. So they're asking back, no. Lamaisa, what you're doing, Rav holds, is it's called echo nefesh. You're making the fruits taste better. True, you could eat the apple the way it is, but if you want to put the apple on top of the coals that has some in there to make the reyach, the good smell, go into the apples, now the apples will be better, that's also called echo nefesh. You're making the food taste better, that's all mutter. So the question you had before was, when you put it on top of the coals, you're like first putting out the coal. So be mechaba, taking out fire, that is no heter. So Rav is answering, it's not worse than you're allowed to roast meat on Yom Tov. How do you take a raw piece of steak and put it on top of a coal? So when you first put it on top of the red hot coals, you're taking out the fire. So what you have to say is, since you're doing it for the purpose of burning, of cooking it, it's all called part of bishul, that's mutter on Yom Tov. There also, that's the way you make the fruit taste better, by putting on top of the coals. Even though at the beginning it's called the kibui, that's not called the real kibui. That's called the kibui, which is a tzarech achila, which is mutter to do on Yom Tov. So Rashi says, Rav Ram Agavik Echol Estami Mutter, Ke Shmuel Diecha Nefeshu, Ishin Peris, Zeh Veshov L'chol Nefesh. He holds making the peris smell good, is called Echol Nefesh, and everybody enjoys it. The question is, Imishim Kibui, you're putting out the fire, Vavor, you're burning, Valude Recha, and you're also creating some new smell now to come into the meat, or else you're causing more new smell, your new smell to come into the peris. So Drashi, immediately have a Abitra Gumri. The same way when you roast meat on top of the coals, the Ikul Kolhani Bishari, all these things happen, and it's mutter there. When you put the meat on top of the coals, first you put out part of the fire. Then it's Havara, that's for sure, it's mutter, your mom is burning it. And also the smell of the meat goes into the coals. So you're making smell come into the coals. So Teretz says, since this is a derech achila, it's derech eichel nefesh, that's the way you roast your meat, it's all mutter. Whatever you do, the derech eichel nefesh is mutter on Yom Tov. There also, the way you have to get the good smell into the fruits, in order to make the fruits taste better, is by putting it on top of coals with the spices, you're allowed to do it. The kibbutz at the beginning is called derech achila. The bishul, the tzlih, for sure is called tzarech achila. And that you're making it smell good, that's also called tzarech achila, that's mutter. And that's what we pass in also like this. Dorash Rav Gevio mi Beit Sil, from the place called Beit Sil, apischa de Rei Resh Galusa, the doorstep of Resh Galusa. Ketura shari, ketura you're allowed to do. That's the way he dashed for them. For lepirish de Barav, Rashi says, he did not explain what he meant to say. So Gemara says now, what does it mean, my ketura? Omalei Amemus said, my keturah. What did you mean by the statement that keturah is shari? What is this keturah? If you want to tell me, keturah biyodei, it's like hemming the sleeve, you're sewing up the sleeve of your jacket. Fred Gemara, my sumanu. That's mamash or my sumanu, a maisa that professional, that you do, your professional does, that should be also to do on Yom Tov. So drashi keturah biyodei, sha'isen labote shakayim on the sleeves, you like fold it over, you make pleats there. Cholik or Yalaguda Shakoshim or my sumenhu. The yoster, therefore the short should be yoster on Yom Tov. Oktura Loshin Kesher, it's like making a knot. No, you're making pleats like at the end of your sleeve. So if you want to do that fretting more, that's a my sumen. You need a professional person to do it, it's like daima to a malacha. For sure, this should be yosa to do on Yom Tov. So how could you say keturah shori to make pleats on the hem, on the sleeve? The lashin, if you want to tell me what lashin, making smoke like burning, that's keturah means. Like you want to burn the spices, it's also awesome. Now, if you want to put the fruits, if keturah means putting the fruits on top of the coals to burn it, to make the smoke, the smell come into it, from the Gemara, it should be yosem, the chokom mechabe, because first you're putting out the fire, but since you're putting out the fire, it should be mutter, it should be yosem. Trashivi, keturah lashin kitur, hakivshin, like making, burning something in the oven, dahinu lashin, that you want to put on top of the coals to get the smell go into the fruits, that should be yosem, mishum mechabe. So Omale, he answered back, true. Omale Ravashi answered back, Li'olam Lashin. True, what he meant to say, that Keturah Shori, he meant to say La'ashin Ashori, that you are allowed to put your fruits on top of the coals to like burn, when you're burning the spices, that the smell of the spices should go into the fruits. That's mutter to do on Yontif. Why? First you'd be Mechav, you're taking out the coals a little bit, then you're causing smell to go into the fruit. The territory, like we just got finished saying, Midi Dihevi Abishra Gumri. The same way you're allowed to put a nice piece of steak on top of the coals on Yom Tov. And when you first put the steak on the coals, first it puts out the coals a little bit. It's first the Maita Kibui. Then it's sleek, you're roasting it. And then the smell of the roast, of the steak, goes into the coals. So you're doing all these three things. The Territz says, since it's a Maita of Eichon Nefesh, it's all mutter. Here also, when you're working with the fruits, to smoke up the fruits, to let the smell go into the fruit, it's all called Tzorech Oichel Nefesh, it's a Maisa cooking Oichel Nefesh, that's mutter to do on Yom Tov. Ike di Amri, some said like this, Omalai Ameimer, Ameimer said, my keturah, what does keturah mean that you said it's mutter? E keturah biyodi, if it means making pleats on your sleeves, that for the Gemara Maisa Umenhu, that's something you need a professional person to do, a real tailor to do it, and it should be also on Yom Tov. E lashin, if you want to tell me keturah means like making smoke, you want to put the fruit on top of the burning coals that let the smoke come in when it has the spices there. For the Gemara also, that should also be also. You know why? The komoilad recha. Because you're creating new smell, like you're making new smell come into the fruits, and that should be also like you had before. You're not allowed to create something new on Yom Tov. On this Omer Rav Ashi answered back, Ano Amrisa Nahalei. I'm saying this, O Mishmei de Gavra Rabam Risei Nahalei. And I'm saying it over in the name of a great person, that L'Olam Lashin, what he said, it's mutter, that Keturah is mutter, it's not meant to say, you're allowed to smoke up these fruits on Yom Tov. You can take these fruits, these peiros, and put it on top of coals. The question is, you're telling me, you're creating new smell in the fruits, let it be yosser. The Teretz is, Umidi di heve avitra gumri, that it's just like you put meat on top of the coals, that you make the roast, the steak, puts a good smell into the coals, still a smutter, because that's called the Maisa Achila Eichel Nefesh. So anything you're doing to make the food taste well is good, is mutter on Yom Tov. Just like you could roast a steak, who again, you could roast these fruits, and your purpose is to make the smell go into it, which will make it taste and be a better fruit, that's mutter to do on Yom Tov. But then the third challenge the Mishnah was, it was Mekel, was voicing Gedima Kulis Beleil Psochim. He was Matar on Leil Pesach, his man is there when there's no base in Migdash, to take a whole kid, the whole animal, and roast it, the whole animal together. Roast it the way it is. So where it says, Tanya will look like this. Rabbi Yossi Oimer, Tudis Ish Roimi. Tudis, he was a person, a Jew. Ish Roimi, a Roman. Hinnig es B'nei Roimi, he was manig, the Jews living in Rome, le'echo gedim kulas l'el psochim. He was manig, he told all the Jews, you're supposed to eat Pesach by night, take your meat and roast it. And not only a piece of meat, but the whole animal, the whole kid, roast it together. That's what he told the people in Rome to do. In Shol Chuleis, the Chomim sent back to Tudis and told him, il mole Tudis ato, if not for the fact that you're Tudis and you're a great person. So Rashi says, Amol Tudis ato, chochem god of an echbad. You are a very big chochem and a great person. If not for the fact that you're such a great person, you should know, Gozrani Yolecha Nidui. We the chomim would put you into Nidui. We would exile you. Put you into Nidui. Because you're doing something wrong. Sha'ata Michael es b'nei Yisrael kodishim b'chutz. You're telling the whole Klai Yisrael now to eat like kochim, like it looks like you're making a korban Pesach, and you're outside the Beis Hamikdash. You're not allowed to do it. So therefore, they said you're not allowed to roast the whole animal together on Pesach. So Murray asked the question, kochim salka daifach. Do you really mean to say they're eating kochim? Like he didn't tell them to make a kedushas korban Pesach on the meat. He just said, take your kid, and your kid, you're allowed to roast it together. But he didn't tell them, mamish, to make a korban Pesach out of it. He didn't tell them to be makdish it. So what are you saying? It looks like you bring in kochim achutz. Elo emo, what he meant, what Chum didn't like about it was, kein kodeshim. It looks like you're doing something like kochim. It's the fact you take this kid, and you do the same thing they did to the actual korban Pesach, it looks like you're making a korban now outside the Beis Hamikdash. So that's why he said what you told them to do is wrong. You're not supposed to roast the whole meat, the whole animal together. Rashi says, Eimel ken kodeshim, vochi sholcholei. This is what the Chum told to this. Sha'ato Michael es Yisrael ken kodeshim. What you're telling them to do looks something like kodeshim. For your royal, the people that are seeing it, Eimel will say, hook the shulah Pesach. People will say that people made this Hegdash a Pesach, and they'll think you're allowed to eat kochim achutz. So that's why you're not allowed to do it. And the locher is, you're not allowed to roast the whole kid. And our minig is even stronger than this. Our minig is the chlal, we don't eat roasted meat Pesach by night. How's this Indian? It should not look like eating kochim achutz. It should not look like eating from the korban Pesach. Because the korban Pesach was roasted, so we don't eat any totally roasted meat. But Mishnah says, Shloisha Dvorim, three things, Rabbi Elezer ben Azaya Mater, he was Mekel, he said it's Mutter, V'chachom HaMoysum, Chachom said no, it's also. That Parosoi Yoitza B'Ritzua Sheben Kaneha. Rabbi Elezer says his por, his cow, was allowed to go out on Shabbos wearing a Ritzua, or some type of a bow, between her horns. Hey, see how that was called a Noi, Zagrashi Lenoi, it was something that made it look nice. V'yomar Rabbo, yeah, that's why he said it was Mutter. It's like a Malbush. The Yomer Rabbon, the Rabbon say, no, Masahu. It's only called she's carrying something. V'yena tachshet lo. It's not called something looking nice to her, therefore she's not allowed to do it. That's the machlokes. If Lozab and Azayah said, you're allowed to let your cow walk out on Shabbos wearing this ribbon around its horns, it's called like a malbish or something, the noi, and the Chum say, no, it's also. Because you're not allowed to let your cow, there's a mitzvah shrisa stemtoi. Like you're not allowed to let your animal do malacher on Shabbos. So if the animal does it by itself, you don't have to stop him. But you can't put something on top of him that he should carry it out. That's over the Yisra Shrit Spemtoi. So you're not allowed to put something on top of the animal, let him walk out with it on Shabbos, unless it's a malbush, just like a person can wear a malbush. So that's the machlokes, that this ribbon around its horns, is it called a malbush, is it called lunoi, something nice, or not. Another machlokes was, omekardin es habehema b'yomtif. You're allowed to like scrape the behema on yomtif. What do you call it? You have like a hard brush, and comb out the behemoth. The shalu is, maybe you cause the hair to come out on Shabbos. So Rabbi Lezer was Mekel and said, you're allowed to comb out the animal on Yom Tov. But another coolie said, v'sheichkin et ha-popolin b'rechayim shalhem. If you want to grind up pepper on Yom Tov, on your Yom Tov to use, you're allowed to use even on its own rechayim, on its own mill. You're allowed to grind it up on its own grinder. Shrashi kein oishim shalonu, just like our grinders. We have Yehudu, and Rabbi Yehudu says like this. No, you're not allowed to rub a comb your animal on Yom Tov. Because you're making a chabura, you're going to scratch him and cause blood to come out. And it's also to make a chabura on Yom Tov. Avo mekartzafin. But mekartzafin, that you're allowed to do. So Rashi says it means magrera shalates. You're allowed to use only a wooden comb, sheshineim gasleis, that the tooth, the pieces are thick. V'yeinaisin chabura. Since they're thick pieces of wood, they don't scratch them that much, they won't make blood to come out. Mashenke and the small ones, that goes deeper and sharper, that's also because there you may cause the animal to bleed. But with a thicker type of a brush, that's mutter to do. The Chum Marim the Chum say, and Mekardin Afler Mekartzvin. Chum say, no, both are also. You can't use a big comb, you can't use a small comb. Both are also. So the kids, these are three machlekesim between Rabbi Elezer ben Azaya and the Chum. Gemara says the first shayla was, are you allowed to let your poro walk out on Shabbos wearing a ritzua, wearing a bow? So Rabbi Lezer held it was mutter. Fred, the Gemara, the name where you want to tell me, Rabbi Lezer ben Azaya chad poro heavy. Mashmir, he only had one poro. For the shayla, like the Mishnah says, Lashin, poro soy. Mashmir, his one poro used to go out with a ribbon. Mashmir, he only owned one cow. Fred, the Gemara, Rav said, for Yamrilo, some say Yom Rav Yehuda, Rav. that Leiser Alfe Egli, 13,000 calves, have a Maiser Reb Lezer ben Azaya Miedrei called Shosa Veshosa. Every single year, that was the Maiser. That's how much one-tenth of his flocks, of the new flock that was born every year. In other words, that's how many calves they had grown, 10 times 13. In other words, they had 130,000 calves born to him every single year. And therefore, the Maisa, the one-tenth, the Maisa Bema, one-tenth, was 13,000. So the kids, he had a lot of calves. So what do you see? Only one cow. He had a lot of cows. And the Gemara, the Teretz says, Tana loy shaloy hoysa. That our Mishnah says one parah walked out with a ritzu, with a ribbon, it wasn't really the parah that belonged to Reb Lezer ben Azaya. It belonged to somebody else. And that person, Taka, only owned one parah. Ella, so why did the Mishnah call it like his parah, Reb Lezer ben Azaya's parah? Ella shall shchenosei hoise, belonged to his neighbor. Since he did not tell the person to stop, he wasn't moichi, didn't tell them stop doing it, nikras al shemoi. Therefore, it's called on his name. In other words, that the parah walked out wearing this ribbon is considered like his own parah, his own cow, walked out. That according to Chum, it's also to do it. So since he wasn't moich, he didn't stop them from doing it, it's considered like he did it. Or mekardin esabhenu b'yomtiv. Then another machlekes is about the poem that we're going to go into, but now we go to the second part. If you're allowed to comb your animal on yomtiv, tell the rabbonim, eizehil kirud v'eizehil karsav. What's the difference? What's called kirud, what's called karsav? Kirud kitanim. That's called, you have a comb that has small pieces, brushes, small pieces coming out. V'yoysin chabura. And therefore you comb the animal teeth, the small teeth and the sharp teeth, and you comb the animal, it causes chabura, causes it to bleed. And that's also to do on yomtiv. Kirtsuf gidolim. The teeth are bigger, wider. V'yoysin chabura. They don't make a chabura. That's why it's mutter. Tumor says now, the gimel machlokes bedover. There's three machlokes in the now Mishnah. We have Yehudi Savar, Dover Shein Meskaven Osser. A Dover Shein Meskaven is also. Like here, when you go to comb the animal, for sure you don't have intention of making it bleed. That's not what you want. You just want to give him enjoyment by combing him down. So it's called a Dover Shein Meskaven if it bleeds. So if Yehudi holds a Dover Shein Meskaven, still it's also. Miyu Kirud Kitanim, the Yosin Chabura. If you have the small teeth of such a comb, it's very likely to cause it to bleed. Therefore, it's called Einem Eskaven, that's awesome. Mashenken Kartsuf, when the teeth are wider, bigger, Gedolim, they're bigger teeth, V'einais Nechabura, most probably they're not going to make a Chabura. And therefore, you're allowed to use that comb. That's what Rebbe Yehuda holds. V'loi Gazrinon Kartsuf Otsekirud. And Rebbe Yehuda does not make a Gzera to say, don't use a big one, because if you come to use a big one, we're afraid maybe use a small one also. No, Rebbe Yehuda doesn't make such a Gzera. Now, Rabbonin Sarv, Rabbonin hold, Namik Reb Yehuda. Rabbonin also like Reb Yehuda Shita. That a Dove Shein and Eskaven is awesome. That a Dove Shein and Eskaven is awesome. The Gazrinon Kirtsof Otikirut. That's what Rabbonin said, both are awesome. Even a big comb with big teeth, it's awesome, even though there is no Chabura. But it's Xavier, we're afraid if you come to use a big comb, maybe people come to use a small comb, which will cause a Chabura. If we have Lezer ben Azaya, Savlo Kreb Shimon. Reb Lezer ben Azaya says that said no. You're allowed to even comb the animal with any type of comb you want, even with small teeth. Maybe it's going to make a chabura. The Torah says he holds like Reb Shimon. The Yomar Dover Sheni Meskaven Mutter. That since you don't have that in mind, that's not what you're going to do. You're going to just comb out your animal. You don't have in mind to make it bleed. So therefore, since it's not like a psik ratio, it doesn't have to happen. Therefore, according to Reb Shimon, it's mutter. You're allowed to comb it even with a small comb. And Toys all speaks out like that. The Pirish Rida Lochagreb Shimin, Shemate, the bottom Toys of Adavkub, Magrera Shalates. Only if the comb is made out of wood. The Einoise Chabura, Al Magrera Shalon, Shen Shabazo, Kulyamu Moided Osir, the Psigresh of Loyomasu Shatel Osiris. If it's not made out of metal, that for sure it's a Psigresha. It has to, like every time it pulls out hairs, that for sure is also even according to Reb Shimin. Now the Reb Shimin only says, Einim Eskaven is Mutter, where it doesn't have to happen. Sometimes yes, sometimes no. But in the case that it has to happen, that's called a psigresh, even Reb Shimon is mighty with also. So here, Bekitzer, Reb Shimon holds his mutter in a case where it's not a psigresh. It's made out of wood, so wooden teeth, even though they're small teeth, doesn't have to cause it to bleed. Therefore, Vinat Mechaven is the ptur of Zavah Shein Meskaven. Yimskav mutter ben Shkirder ben Kitzer. Shari. Omar Rav, Rav said Omar Rav Nachman, Omar Shmuel. The Yamrulon, some say Omar Rav Nachman Lechudei. He said it by himself. Halachak Rebbe Shimon. We pass like Rebbe Shimon that a dove shen askavet is mutter. Therefore, you're allowed to comb your animals even with a small comb. Sherei Rebbe Lezer ben Azaya Moideloi. But now Mishter Rebbe Lezer ben Azaya is Moide and agrees and says like that. Omale Rovus, the Rovus said back to Rav Nachman. Omale Rovus, Rav Nachman. If your whole proof is like for now Mishnah that the Blazer ben Azaya agrees, why don't you say the opposite way? Why don't you say Halach Rav Yehuda? The Halach is like Rav Yehuda. That Dover Shenim Eskavin is Osir. You're not allowed to use a small comb to comb your animal because you have to be afraid maybe you'll cause it to bleed, even though that wasn't your intentions. But the Halach should be like Rav Yehuda. Why? Because in our Mishnah, the Chomim agrees to Rav Yehuda. Like we said, the Chomim also hold a Dover Shenim Eskavin is Osir. The Chomim are even more machmer and say we make it zera, a big comb, or to a small comb. But the Chomim here in our Mishnah goes according to the Shita of Yehuda. So why don't you pass like Rav Yehuda better to say how Dover Shenim Eskavin is Osir? And I'll give you a whole proof is from Beloza ben Azayah, like Rav Shimon, it's more mistab to say, Lachim Bilat Chomim. Now the Gemara Omalei, Rav Nachman said like this, really, I know Rav Shimon Tzvirlei, really I hold Stamazle, the Lachim is like Rav Shimon, by Hilchus, Shabbos and Yom Tov. That Dover Shenim Eskavin is Mutter. We hold like Rav Shimon. The Yoid is something else I'm also saying. Sherev Loza ben Azayah Moiduloi. Because my whole proof is not because of Rav Loza ben Azayah. If that alone would be my proof, it's true, then you're right. The Chum should be a bigger proof. We should pass into Chum that it's Osir. But the Iker I hold in small like Rav Shimon. I'm just saying also that Rav Loza ben Azayah also holds like Rav Shimon. And of course, the Loch is always like Rav Shimon. Dover Shenim Meskavin is Mutter. For Rechayim Shel Popolim. If you have a rechayim, you have this grinder that you grind the pepper on, shel popolim.